This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.
Welcome back. It's halftime of the Huskers' homecoming matchup today with the Purdue Boilermakers. And as we do each and every week, a chance to sit down with Nebraska President Hank Bounds. It's always great to welcome our alums back onto campus here in UNL and across the system.
Absolutely. I love having our alumni come back to the University of Nebraska, where they're reminded of the great things happening all across all of our campuses. We've got former students from across the state and across the nation returning to their alma mater, reconnecting with each other, and really celebrating their experiences here. It's a great opportunity for them to see the physical changes on campus. UNL looks very different with new buildings that serve students in the community, like the new College of Business. You know, Greg, I don't know if you've been in that building, but it is incredible. The new health center and the UNMC College of Nursing location, it is one of a kind in the country. And certainly it's a great opportunity to talk about the many ways that we are impacting our state and our nation, whether through early childhood education, through agriculture, through national defense, or innovation and entrepreneurship, just to name a few, Greg.
Welcome to folks who maybe don't live around here back, but we certainly don't want to forget our alums who are here, living here, own a lot of businesses.
Absolutely. We have quite a few graduates who live and work in Nebraska, and I wish more of them did. I'd love to have more of our alums from out of state move back to Nebraska and start businesses and families. You know, at the end of the day, both current and former students are certainly a key part of growing Nebraska and its economy.
Talk a lot about how the university is such an economic engine for the state of Nebraska. Let's expound on that a little bit more about what kind of climate that does create.
Sure, Greg. Our campuses continue to grow in areas important to workforce and economic development, and one of those areas is entrepreneurship and innovation. So, in my view, the university is a key supporter of Nebraska's entrepreneurial ecosystem. And so maybe I can just give you a few examples of NU programs or initiatives that contribute to this effect. So the Nebraska Business Development Center, commonly known as NBDC, it's located at UNO. They provide training and services across the state to help startup companies and entrepreneurs build and grow successful businesses. NBDC also has staff in Grand Island and in Scotts Bluff and in McCook and other locations around the state. And so they're really able to impact businesses across the state of Nebraska. The Engler program at UNL is another. It's an agribusiness entrepreneurship program focused strictly on students. They have so many great initiatives that foster an entrepreneurial environment, like the Engler Startup Experience that was just held this last weekend. It's this two-day learning by doing campus workshop that teaches entrepreneurial skills to students. Another great example is the Biotech Connector. It's located at Innovation Campus just across from us here. They're Nebraska's first startup wet lab incubator. They have nearly 8,000 square feet of wet lab space that bioscience startups and businesses in the ag sector can take advantage of. And it would, you know, it's difficult for startup companies that are working in that kind of space to start up on their own. And so the fact that we have that kind of space that entrepreneurs can walk into and build a company is really important for the future of the state's economy.
What about innovation?
Well, the University of Nebraska fosters a tremendous amount of innovation through research. So we have companies, companies called Unimed and NU Tech Ventures, and they are about tech transfers. And that's a great place to start. They work with UNMC and with UNL to bring faculty discoveries to the marketplace and then commercialize inventions that are developed at NU. So in layman's terms, we're taking inventions that are created in laboratories and other places. These entities figure out how to make them marketable so that we can take it out and sell their products. And so I describe this as connecting the folks in the lab coats with the folks in the suits. And so our tech transfer offices help NU faculty and students generate broad impact from their innovations, which really benefits our economy as well as the people whose lives are transformed by our research. So maybe an example would be UNMC. They have several technologies under development that makes make existing drugs better. We all know a number of individuals who take 8 pills a day to manage a disease. So imagine if you could obtain the same results by taking one shot once every month or 2 or 3 months. So by targeting drugs to the area that they're most needed, they can be given less often and produce fewer side effects with better overall results. And that's important for all of us. Work like this results in local startup companies, new jobs and university licensed products that grow the economy and improve our quality of life. And in fact, a report that just came out in July ranked the University of Nebraska in the top 100 universities worldwide in terms of earning U.S. patents to protect innovative research and discoveries. And so I'm really excited that the University of Nebraska is named one of the very best universities in the top 100 universities worldwide. That's pretty spectacular.
Fantastic. Well, it sounds like there are a lot of programs and initiatives across the university that foster this startup business mindset.
Absolutely, Greg. And I do want to mention that there are numerous competitions and awards across the university that promote entrepreneurial thinking. In fact, there are 2 entrepreneurship awards with nominations coming in the next month or two. One is the Walter Scott Entrepreneurial Business Award that encourages businesses in Nebraska to create partnerships with the university. And then there's the Peter Kiewit Student Entrepreneurial Award, which recognizes the University of Nebraska students who have directed their talents toward community and business improvement. Greg, we are always looking for these students and these businesses. So if you know of someone, have them contact
me. I got your number.
Yeah, so just so that I'd love to get listeners the nomination link, and you can email me at president@nebraska.edu. At the end of the day, Greg, we are absolutely focused on building a culture of innovation and creativity at the university, but we can't do it alone. We need students, we need faculty, we need entrepreneurs and business leaders to work side by side. Only by working together can we grow our state and succeed and grow into the future.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for updating us on how the university drives entrepreneurship and innovation across the state. Great, great words from you today. Have a good week.
Thank you, too. Go Big Red.
More Halftime coming up next.
This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.